Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
At this point, the rumor mill at the Capitol has the legislature adjourning next week, Wednesday, April 28th. It's not set in stone, but we're close enough to the end that the forecast is probably accurate to within a day. That means the order of the day for legislators is hurry up and wait. Most committees have finished their work, so other than sporadic meetings of conference committees and some daily floor action, there's not a lot to observe. On the surface, that is. Just like a duck on a pond, the part you can see seems to be relaxed, while under the water, feet are paddling furiously. While the legislature seems fairly quiet, the pace of bills moving between the houses is incredible. Nearly all of the bills still in play have been amended, and that means they're returned to the original house to be concurred or the amendments are rejected, at which point a conference committee is appointed and the bill has to go back through both houses. That's what causes the flurry of activity. Add to that the pressure of what appears to be a legislative game of musical chairs. In this case, there's not just one chair missing, but all of them. Any bill not across the finish line when the music stops automatically dies. And in this case, that's hundreds of bills. We're down to 12 bills still in play, and all of them are on a glide path to completion. What's more, after today, we'll have a clear picture of how our session will end up. That's because our most contentious bills have their final vote today. The most contentious of all is House Bill 112, the Save Women's Sports Act. This bill would ban biological males from competing in women's sports. After intense lobbying by both sides, it passed second reading in the Senate yesterday by just 2 votes. If it passes today, then it's on to the governor. The other side is working hard to kill this bill, so we're praying that all the votes hold. Also up for a final vote today are bills that defund Planned Parenthood, protect Christian healthcare sharing ministries, and ban discrimination based on vaccine status, all of which will be sent to the governor if they pass today's vote. And speaking of vaccine bills, I was in the Senate gallery yesterday as they discussed House Bill 702, the bill to ban discrimination based on vaccine status. The first thing I noticed was the lack of seating. Next to the Right to Work bill, it was the most well-attended floor session this year, and the gallery was packed. As the debate unfolded, it quickly became apparent that this was going to be a party-line vote. Republicans spoke of personal choice and bodily autonomy, especially given the fact that the COVID vaccines are experimental. Democrats spoke of safety for all and the necessity of forced vaccinations for the greater good. In the end, the vote was indeed party-line, with all Republicans voting yes and all Democrats voting no. At that point, the gallery erupted with applause and cheering, and the visitors had to be gaveled down. Order was quickly restored, and everyone left happy. Earlier in the day, we had the pleasure of standing behind Governor Gianforte as he signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was one of our top priorities. We lost this bill on a tie vote back in 2015, the same year that Governor Mike Pence was browbeaten by the left into weakening a similar bill in Indiana. We're happy to say the Montana bill passed full strength with the support of the Gianforte administration from the outset. If our bill had passed in 2015, it would have been vetoed by Governor Bullock. So we're content in retrospect with God's timing. And finally, we're encouraging everyone to come to the Capitol next Monday to attend a bill signing of 5 pro-life bills, the most passed in any legislative session in the history of the state. The signing will be at 3:30 on the Capitol steps, and we hope to see you there. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.